This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My next guest, Eric Trump, is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, where he oversees the company's vast global real estate portfolio and leads its strategic growth across luxury hospitality, commercial and residential development, golf, and blockchain ventures. Based in Palm Beach, Florida, Eric plays a central role in all aspects of the business, including acquisitions, financing, design, construction, branding, and all hospitality operations. Eric, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you very much, Sean. It's great to be on.
So much to talk about. I'm thrilled to death to have you on the show. By the way, I have to tell you, my wife and I have always, been fans of you and your family ever since the Apprentice days. And I've been a delegate for your father at the last three Republican National Conventions. So it's a real pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, thanks for the friendship. I was a delegate at a few of them, so we obviously crossed paths. And at the last convention, I made my father the Republican nominee for president of the United States. It was exactly 48 hours after Butler, as you'll remember. And
yes.
You want to talk about the highs and lows of life. That's certainly one of them.
Yeah, and you know, lows and highs. You all have been through it. And as we sit and look back and reflect, it's so, especially with what we're going through now, in the violence and the, for lack of a better term, the Trump derangement syndrome. And I think certainly like with the recent shutdown, I personally think that this shutdown really has been more about Trump derangement syndrome and fighting your father's agenda more than healthcare, more than anything else. I just think it's about, we just have to oppose Trump no matter what it is. Don't you agree?
Of course, Sean. I mean, listen, my father could come out tomorrow and say he solved cancer and the radical left would somehow, you know, take issue to it. I mean, actually, Washington, D.C. is almost like the closest example to that, right? I mean, my father goes, listen, I'm sick and tired of the crime and craziness of Washington, D.C. Every day he's having staffers come into the White House. You know, I got beat up on the way to, you know, home. I got, you know, my car was stolen. I got robbed. And he goes, okay, I'm going to do something about it. So, you know, in 12 days, he literally turned Washington from being a crime infested place to having zero crime. And honestly, the recipe, and no one's really focused on it, was 1,700 arrests. I mean, they arrested 1,700 perpetrators of crime. And guess what? The city went from having many, many, many shootings on an average weekend to having zero, right? And then all of a sudden you look at Pritzker in Chicago, and, you know, my father's like, let's do the same there. Like, we know who the bad ones are. Like, we know who's causing all the crime. You know, you go out and get the worst 0.0001%. We know where these people are. You know, you're going to literally solve all the crime problem in the city. And you know, obviously Pritzker, you know, we will not have them. We will not, you know, we don't want their help. You know, so Chicago's gone to hell over the last 100 years. I know the city very well. I built a big building there. And yet, you know, they're still not willing to accept help, you know, all because it's Donald Trump. Now, if there's anybody else who is doing this, they would gladly take the help. But because it's Donald Trump, you know, they'd much rather see, you know, young people die on an average weekend, 10, 15 of them. then get some help from Trump.
Yeah, it's sad. And you mentioned at the convention that it had been just a few days since the assassination attempt. And that brings to mind the Charlie Kirk assassination. And afterwards, you told Fox News, bullets are only flying one way in America after the Kirk assassination. And, you know, I was hoping that the rhetoric would tone down, but it really hasn't. I mean, we're seeing these radicals in front of ICE staging areas. You're seeing the violence that's still going on. The language really hasn't toned down at all, has it?
No, it hasn't. I wrote a whole book about this that comes out in a couple of days, and it's one of the things we're talking about. But, you know, it's called Under Siege. I mean, they impeached my father twice. They made up a dirty dossier thinking he did the most unthinkable things that was paid for by Hillary Clinton and perpetrated by the FBI and Christopher Steele and everybody else. They literally made up the whole Russia narrative that we had secret servers at Trump Tower communicating with the Kremlin. They took us off of Instagram. They took us off of Facebook. They took us off of Twitter. They removed my father from the ballots of Maine and in Colorado. They raided our home. They raided Mar-a-Lago. They raided Melania's closet. They raided Barron's room. I became the most subpoenaed person in American history. They weaponized every AG and DA in the country in far left areas of this nation, whether it's Washington, D.C., New York, you know, Fulton County, Georgia. You remember that whole sham. They indicted my father 91 times. I got 112 subpoenas, as I just said, right? The most ever. They came after us. They tried to debank us. They tried to deplatform us, right? I mean, they tried to make sure that we were totally irrelevant, you know, and then they come out and say, we got to take down the rhetoric. They've literally took the last 10 years. I mean, it's the whole point of my book, Under Siege, and by the way, and how we were able to prevail through all of that. But, you know, they tried to bankrupt our family. They tried to kill my father twice, once in Butler, once in Palm Beach. Then they killed Charlie Kirk. Then you saw what they did, obviously, to Steve Scalise. Then you saw what they wanted to do to, you know, to Kavanaugh, you know, and then they come out and I get to hear on NBC News, you know, I wish they would just take down the rhetoric.
Right.
Give me a break, right? The bullets are only flying in one direction. They're targeting conservatives. They want our voices off that stage. They don't want me on that stage. They don't want my father on that stage. They don't want people with free and independent voice. And hence the reason they gag ordered us about 200 times throughout the entire process. It's really amazing. So I agree. The rhetoric does need to get toned down. It needs to get toned down by the radical left in this country, who's now literally sitting on top of, you know, dorms at colleges and with sniper rifles dressed in all black and, you know, shooting over children's heads and, you know, and shooting friends of mine in the neck.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And we just saw recently Jay Jones, the Democrat nominee for attorney general in Virginia, fantasized about killing Republican lawmakers. And yet some Dems refuse to condemn that. I mean, this is how asinine this whole thing has become.
Well, because they've lost the debate, right? I mean, isn't that the real reason? They've lost the debate. And you know, when you can't debate and when you're not on the right side of these issues, what do? They resort to violence. I mean, that's like the Democrats, the radical left. That's their playbook 101. They've always done this. First, there's identity politics. And I spent a lot of time in Under Siege talking about identity politics. But, you know, first was identity, you know, label somebody, label them as a racist, label them as a fascist. It's really interesting that they label us as a fascist. And again, they're shooting us from rooftops, you know, while we exercise free speech, you know, label them as anti-Semitic, label them as sexist. And, you know, the reason the Democratic Party is doing so poorly, the reason we won every swing state, the reason we won the popular vote, the reason we won, you know, every single state in this country, you know, attacked to the right and did so, you know, in major ways. You know, Miami-Dade County, which hadn't been won by a Republican in 37 years, we won Miami-Dade by 11 points. I mean, we won 11 counties in California,
right,
that had never been won by a conservative before. And So people are starting to see that. The other thing that they're seeing is how corrupt the media has been in this whole process, right? No one had a whole lot of faith in typical, you know, bureaucracy and government. But for a long time, they had faith that the media would at least try and call balls and shots, you know, and balls and strikes. And they haven't. They haven't done any of that. And so what's actually happened in this country is not only, you know, is the Democratic Party the weakest it's ever been. The mainstream media, which was always kind of, you know, their PR department, is by far the weakest it's ever been. Independent voice is as strong as it's ever been. The Republicans actually know how to fight, and we have a country that's winning again. And it's really a beautiful thing to see.
We're talking with Eric Trump, executive vice president of the Trump Organization. Eric, let me ask you a little bit about your home area, your home state, particularly New York City. They're about to hope. Well, who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky. But it looks like it's entirely possible that New York City is about to elect a radical socialist as the next mayor. Your family's from New York. Could you ever imagine that the city would actually elect someone so radically left as Mondami? And yet, all indications are he's going to be the next mayor.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I moved to Florida about 5 years ago. I can't vote in this one. And it was one of the best things I've ever done. I mean, I did it because honestly, they were targeting us every day. And it became, you know, frankly unbearable. And I didn't want my kids indoctrinated in the schools. And, you know, I was seeing, you know, way too much of that happening. But no, it's hard to believe. Listen, there's no family in the world that loves New York more than we do.
Right.
We were raised there. I still run a lot of properties there. A lot of our real estate portfolios in New York. I spend a tremendous amount of time throughout my life. You know, the vast majority of my life I spent in that state. And, you know, in New York, it's very simple. Just keep the streets clean, keep crime away, and reduce taxes. Try and be competitive with other states. And no one could beat New York. They just couldn't. I mean, it's the capital of the world. It's the capital city of the world. No one does it better than New York in terms of capitalism and business and economy. You know, and then all of a sudden you have a guy coming in. He hates the NYPD. He says he wants to defund the police. He hates the Jews. Literally said that he wanted to have Netanyahu arrested if he ever came to New York. He hates the Indian population. Says that Modi is a war criminal. And he wants to nationalize grocery stores. Literally, you've got some of the biggest minds and best minds in business, in the history of business, who have popped up, you know, grocery companies, grocery stores, and not been successful with them, right? Because it's a very tough business, right? You've got food waste, you've got spoilage, you've got massive inventory, you've got inventory that depletes very quickly. And yet Mondami somehow in his infinite wisdom wants to give it to the bureaucrats in New York City to somehow, compete against private industry. I think not,
right.
That's going to fail in about 3.5 seconds at a massive cost to New York taxpayers. I just don't understand it. Like, why can't we just have some normalcy? Why does everything need to be a social experiment? You know, why can't we focus on low taxes? Why can't we focus on great education? Why can't we focus on clean streets? And why can't we focus on just making sure that there's no crime? And then let the system do what it will do better than any place in the world, which is we've got the greatest entrepreneurs in the world. We've got the best business people in the world in the United States. Let them do what they do best. And New York would be unstoppable. And instead, you know what happens? Everybody like me ends up moving from New York and they go to Florida. And 3 weeks later, DeSantis is talking about how he's going to eliminate all property tax in the state of Florida because they're rolling in so much money. I mean, all of that money came from New York State. I mean, think about how sad that is for a state that everybody loves and everybody thinks is amazing and is so revered around the world. It's such a shame, and it could be fixed so easily.
Yeah, it's like people who are going through alcoholism or something like that. Sometimes you have to hit the bottom. And maybe that's what's going to have to happen with New York. Maybe they're just going to have to hit rock bottom before they can figure out how messed up they are. I want to get to the book, Eric, but first I've got to ask you, you know, I've seen so many things as I've followed your family and followed your father and the business successes. What's the next great innovation coming from the Trump Organization? Is it Trump Mobile? I've heard so many things that you guys are thinking of. What's the next great thing coming out of the Trump Organization?
You know, that's the easiest question I've gotten all day, and I think it's cryptocurrency. And I spent a lot of time in under siege talking about it, but we were the most deplatformed company in the world. We were debanked by everyone. Capital One was by far the worst. They took 300 accounts in the middle of the night from us like we were dogs. I mean, you know, these are for golf courses. These are for hotels. You know, I get a call, you know, congratulations, Eric, all your accounts are going to be shut down, and it was all because my father wore a hat that said, make America great again. And I realized how absolutely corrupt, how inefficient, how slow the current, you know, the modern financial industry is. And I got involved with cryptocurrency, and I've never had a project that I believed in more. Cryptocurrency, it's faster, it's better, it's more transparent, it's cheaper. In every way than the modern financial system, right? I mean, why is it that every Friday I'm waiting for a wire transfer, you know, on SWIFT to come through? And if it's not sent by 5 o'clock on a Friday, zero chance you get in until late in the day on Monday, right? I mean, why is it that everybody listening to us who's ever gone financing on a home, it took them 90 days with their bank, right? They banked with their bank for 25 years and it takes them 90 days to go get a home mortgage, you know, and somebody's pushing papers and they fee you to death. You know, all of that's changed with cryptocurrency. You can move money instantaneously, 24 hours a day. You can do it better, cheaper, faster, much more transparently, wallet to wallet, without people's fingers, you know, in the pie. And so I'm the biggest believer in crypto. I started a company called American Bitcoin. I've never been more proud of it. We just got listed on the NASDAQ last week. We have the fastest growing stable coin on earth. It's called War Liberty Financial. And, you know, if you look back in 5 years, you know, a cryptocurrency is going to replace the traditional financial system in this country and around the world. And I'm proud to be on the front end of that.
Wow. Fascinating. Okay. Well, there you go, folks. There's a tip for you. Go check it out. The book is called Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save the Nation. It's number one on Amazon, by the way. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, listen, it's been my pet project for the last year and a half. I came up with that name, you know, before my father was shot at in Butler, and certainly before Charlie Kirk. And it was the weaponization of government toward our family and our movement. And, you know, they tried to destroy us. They tried to destroy, you know, the vast majority of people listening to us. They tried to deplatform us. They tried to imprison us. They tried to bankrupt us. They tried to do everything. And because we had a loud voice and because we were right on the issues and because, you know, my father created the greatest movement that's ever been created in American politics. And, you know, because we were willing to fight together as a family, we won and they lost. And so it's a story of entrepreneurialism. It's a story of a family. It's a fight. It's a story of the birth of a movement and you know, a movement that was so dedicated to save America, to save God, to save religion and faith in this country, to save our Constitution, to save the American flag. You know, to end DEI and wokeness, to make sure that, you know, men my size weren't swimming in collegiate women's sports. I mean, you know, to restore family values and everything that we love about the United States of America. And so it came out 3 weeks ago. I announced it 3 weeks ago, went right to the top of Amazon. We're winning in every category. And, you know, it's beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see people come out and, you know, it gives the amount of support. I mean, people are really voting with their pocketbooks on this one. And it's been so much fun to do. And I wrote every word. It's not, you know, no ghostwriters and nonsense. I wrote every word and I put my heart and soul into it. And I can tell you, it's going to piss a lot of people off. It's going to piss a lot of people in the mainstream media off. It's going to piss a lot of people in the establishment off. Believe me, they're not thrilled that I'm writing this.
Well, you know what? Never heard that before. A Trump that was willing to piss off the mainstream media and the establishment. That's never happened before.
We're going to do it pretty well.
Again, it's called Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save the Nation. You can find it. Again, it's number one on Amazon. If they want to connect with you, I follow you on X. You're at Eric Trump and, of course, erictrump.com, correct?
Erictrump.com.
Eric, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Great honor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.